Welcome, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Wednesday. It is 4:30. And so it is time for Broad Appeal, where I talk to some of the most amazing broads. And I mean that in a deeply reverential and respectful way. Please don't send any angry texts about the use of said term. Before I bring on the fabulous broad that's joining me today, of course, I got to remind you all, it is time for the Civic Media Scotty Summer Giveaway Text to Win contest. Please be sure you've downloaded that Civic Media app onto your phone. It is free. And then you are going to want to text right now, or at least before 5 p.m., this word in to qualify to win this hour, $100 or Brewers tickets, and to be entered to win one of our fabulous grand prizes, including getaways to the Wisconsin Dells area and Door County. And we even pay for your gas. I mean, doesn't get any finer. And that word to win, to text in right now and before 5 o'clock is supper. S-U-P-P-E-R, as in my favorite supper club in the state. It's just outside of Wisconsin Dells. With that business now taken care of, that is supper, S-U-P-P-E-R. Text that in now to be entered to win. It is my privilege and pleasure every time you're on the show. I've got Tanya Atkinson, the president of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. Welcome back, Tanya. Great to see you.
Thank you so much for having me. Nice to see you as well.
Let's start here. The big, brutal bill, I think, shows Americans that the conservative plan and the MAGA regime's plan has never been to, quote, leave it up to the states when it comes to a woman's right to choose. I think the big, brutal bill makes it 100% clear that the MAGA playbook, the Project 2025 playbook, and therefore Donald Trump's playbook, is to ensure that abortion is unavailable from California to New York and from Maine to Arizona. Tell us why, Tanya, what's in the big, brutal bill that is operating to make abortion nearly universally unavailable to varying degrees, depending on state law constructions?
Yeah. So thank you again so much for having me. And, you know, there's sort of I would break this question into two parts, the answer into two parts. You know, what is in the bill that is immediately go into effect is a ban on Planned Parenthood's ability across the country to bill Medicaid for the health care that they receive. Now, so Medicaid cannot be used for abortion care, except for in very, very limited circumstances. So what is in this bill specific to reproductive health care? Now, as you know, there's a lot in there about Medicaid as well. Specific to reproductive health care is this provision. Now, Planned Parenthood Wisconsin, other Planned Parenthoods, are healthcare providers. And this provision is written in a way that it only targets Planned Parenthoods. So Planned Parenthood Wisconsin is a healthcare provider. We don't get a check from the federal government that says, go do good. We bill insurance. Medicaid is a form of insurance. 60% of Planned Parenthood Wisconsin's patients have Medicaid as their form of insurance. So I think that we can all do the calculation on that is that 60% or more of Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin's 50,000 patients across the state, their health care is at risk. So this means that, you know, it's going to have a huge impact across the state of Wisconsin. Thousands of women, people of color, rural communities. I'm from a very rural part of Wisconsin. Healthcare is very difficult to access. People with low income, people, you know, our friends, our families, our neighbors could lose access to this really critical reproductive health care as a result of what is in this bill. Now, to your point about abortion, is, you know, they have made their agenda clear. And if, you know, the reality is, if they're able to defund Planned Parenthoods across the country, a national abortion ban is next.
Folks, that's Tanya Atkinson, president of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. Something I want to lift up there, and then I'm going to bring on our other fabulous broad, who is my co-host in these segments. And that is this. Under the Hatch Act, federal dollars do not fund abortions. People hear the word Planned Parenthood, the conservatives lose their mind. People who hold good faith religious beliefs about this. Oh, it's Planned Parenthood. Yeah, let's defund that because that's all about abortion and I don't want my tax dollars paying for it. Newsflash, not happening. What we're talking about is essential life-saving basic health care that Planned Parenthood delivers for women up and down the income spectrum, but especially for women in rural areas and lower income women. And I'll also point this out. If I had a nickel for every friend of mine while I was attending Catholic University, Marquette University, who went to Planned Parenthood for basic access to birth control and other gynecological care while they were in college, I would have an enormous pile of nickels. Planned Parenthood is essential, and the funding and tax and the big brutal bill are an abomination, to use a billionaire boy baby's term. With that, Dr. Lyerly, welcome. I know you had some urgent hospital business, so I couldn't bring it in right away at the top, but please, I'm eager to hear from you on this particular topic.
I was just taking care of women, pregnant women in a rural setting, one of those settings that will be completely kneecapped if we lose access to Medicaid. And I just want to give a shout out to Tanya and to Planned Parenthood. I was a patient. I trained at Planned Parenthood, and I've been a provider at Planned Parenthood. And I can't tell you how honored I've been to have been part of that legacy, to have been able to take care of so many people who knew that they could rely on Planned Parenthood for birth control and contraception and sexual medicine. I mean, questions that they were not comfortable asking outside of this provider that is trusted and known, and not just in our clinics in places like Sheboygan where I work, but online as well. People know that they can go to Planned Parenthood and get real good life advice that they can make good decisions to base their lives on. I also wanted to just acknowledge that, Tanya, when you were talking about the number of people with Medicaid who come to Planned Parenthood, people may not understand that Medicaid in Wisconsin isn't called Medicaid. It's called Badger Care. I think there are a lot of folks who don't really know that they are actually at risk here. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And not just for in this bill, not just for family planning and all the services that you just listed. There's a lot of attacks on Medicaid, Badger Care, right? Here in the state of Wisconsin. So thank you for lifting that up. I mean, this bill will have an indelibly negative impact on the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, it is dire straits here. I wanted to share a personal story. I had a dear friend, this was 5 years ago, who had just changed jobs. She had lost her health insurance because she had gone to a very small employer and woke up one day with extraordinary pain. She had no idea what was wrong with her or what was going on. And the only place that she could go that helped her access Badger Care, someone sat down at a Planned Parenthood and helped her fill out her Badger Care paperwork and helped her access that. She ended up having three enormous fibroids, required surgical intervention. I don't know what would have happened to my friend. And there are millions of stories like this across the country. And thank you, Dr. Lyerly, for pointing out that even women that have a PCP or an OB-GYN may feel somewhat uncomfortable asking questions, especially in small communities, right? Like if your doc happens to know your partner, parents, husband, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And Planned Parenthood is known to be that trusted provider that will give you completely unbiased, scientifically and medically accurate information about your healthcare options. I'm like almost choking up. I know so yes. many people who have literally their lives would have been irrevocably altered in a negative way, and they weren't getting abortion care, mm-hmm. which is medical care. But I have digressed. Tanya, if you can you add a little bit of this human element to it? Because the numbers, I think people are hearing them and they don't believe them. But I think the stories of women are incredibly compelling.
Yeah. Well, and your story, really underscores the work of Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin and Planned Parenthood across the country. Because for a lot of people, Planned Parenthood Wisconsin serves as an entry point into the healthcare system. So there's the argument is like, well, people can go somewhere else, right? And it sounds logical, sure. And the reality is, think about it, as a patient ourselves, if we were to you know, walk into our provider one day, a provider we've been seeing for a very long time, and we walk in and we're told, we're sorry, the government says that you can't see this provider anymore. That's a profound impact. We have relationships with our providers. And as an entry point of the healthcare system, Planned Parenthood Wisconsin is part of the healthcare tapestry. There is a healthcare deficit across the entire country. And so for a person like your friend, I'm sure the team referred them somewhere else, right? Yep. To a different healthcare system. We work together. So there is not another provider that can stand in, and nor should they have to, frankly. And there's talk about, like, how does this harm Planned Parenthood? We're going to defund Planned Parenthood. No. What is happening is an attempt to take away healthcare from the people of Wisconsin. And, you know, the stories are endless. I wish I could count how many times somebody has said, thank you, you caught our cancer early. Or I, you know, sometimes get to read notes from our patients, and had a patient that many patients, but one in particular sticks with me. This person said, you know, I knew something was wrong, right? Because we know when something is wrong with our bodies, right? I knew something was wrong. I went to provider after provider after provider, and no one listened to me. But I came to Planned Parenthood, and that provider listened to me, and they caught my cancer early. So if we think about defunding Planned Parenthood, what we need to be thinking about is if one in four women have been to a Planned Parenthood at some point in their lives, we should all look around the room and see who among our friends, our family, our loved ones aren't going to access that care. And what is that impact going to be on them as individuals, on their family, the health of the individual, the health of the community? This isn't about healthcare. It's not even about abortion. This is simply about control. There is a small minority of politicians trying to impose their beliefs on all Americans. People should be able to make their own healthcare decisions, absolutely not politicians and not the government.
Yeah, I have to say, Tanya, when I was in Sheboygan, I was so impressed with the level of respect. I don't know that we've said the word respect, but when someone would come in seeking care, we would do everything that we could to meet them where they were at and try to help them get all of the services that they needed from the very beginning, all the way through to if we needed to refer them. It was one of the best places I've ever worked.
Yeah. Well, thank you for saying that. And you've seen firsthand how, as a provider yourself, how genuinely and authentically people care. Yes. About the patients that walk through the door. So this is about Wisconsinites. This is about healthcare. And thank you so much for having us on.
We're going to stick around with Tanya Atkinson, president of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, and Dr. Kristen Lyerly, my frequent guest co-host for Broad Appeal, coming to you every Wednesday at 4:30. We continue this fine discussion on the other side about respectful, sensitive care that meets patients where they are, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.